The following program is Music Time in Africa for broadcast on Sunday, May 21st, 1978, at 16 hours 35 and 19 hours 35 GMT. It's Music Time in Africa. Well, hi there, friends. This is Rita Rochelle welcoming you to Music Time in Africa, our special weekly program featuring traditional and popular music by some of Africa's finest musicians and cultural groups of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. I'm glad you're joining me today because you'll be listening to the music of Mwana Mwayombe, Congolese musician and composer. And you'll also meet him today because he's right here in our studio. I think you'll enjoy the moving and highly rhythmic music of this young, talented African musician. So stay with me now for Music Time in Africa. Mwana Mwayombe, welcome to the show.
Thanks.
It's good to have you here.
Thank you.
You are Congolese, is that correct?
Yes.
And you're a very good musician. We've got some of your music and we're going to be playing it a little bit later on. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Sebastian.
Well, I'm from Congo. I'm born in 1950. And, well, I travel a lot in a lot of parts in Africa. And after that, in Paris for 5 years. And I've been living in Canada for 8 years now.
You traveled all over Africa studying traditional music before you left for Europe. Which countries did you visit?
Well, Morocco, Algeria, Cameroon, of course, where I was living. Mm-hmm. And... well, I can't still remember.
All over Africa,
Zaire. Yeah, I travel a lot around there.
You studied a lot of traditional music throughout all of Africa, but I've noticed in listening to your music that it has a distinct Western sound to it. It doesn't sound as traditional as some of the music I've heard before. What's the reason for that?
The main reason is that it's different with what I can say, the folk music, folk African music, the traditional music. This is some kind of commercial music, so... when a person, as a musician, wants to have an international business, I guess he have to do something about that. So I know that traditional African music is possible to have it as international, but now when we use electric guitar and piano and all those instruments, I guess there are some roots to follow. So that's that's what's happened.
Which instrument are you playing in the song Africa Number One?
African Number One, I'm playing the lead guitar.
Lead guitar.
Then percussions.
I like that title. We're going to listen to that song right now. It's one of my favorites.
Africa, Africa. Africa, Africa, I know, nobody answered. Arocarena went away,
nobody answered.
Arocarena went away,
nobody answered.
I turned around, I sang a song,
nobody answered.
I turned around, I sang a song. Nobody answered. Oh, 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 Zaire. I know Nigeria. Nobody answered.
Nobody answered.
I turned around, I sang a song.
Nobody answered.
He calls it Africa Number One. Yeah. Our guest today is Mwana Mwayombe. He's also called Sebastian Marini.
Yeah.
And he's here in our studio for Music Time in Africa. Africa Number One.
Thanks.
Tell us a little bit more about your travels throughout Europe and Africa before you decided to come to Canada. The things that you did to sustain yourself as a musician.
It's really a very hard life, you know, because some Africans, they think that when they go out of country, it's possible for them to live easier. It's not that easy to live. Like when I was traveling, even in Africa, I have to work, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I was working like in the docks, you know. How do you say that? Shipping?
Yes.
Know? And things like that. Then when I went in Paris, and the life became really hard than in Africa. So you have to think about your apartment, your food, and going to school. You have to pay everything. So you're talking about looking for a job and the weather, you know. You know, you have those that freezing time.
The difference in
winter,
environment.
Yeah. You have to figure out all those things, you know, and it's really hard, but you have to be patient.
Were you able to work as a musician throughout Africa and Europe?
In Africa, I try a few times, but in Spain, I work as a musician. Then after in Paris, I work with two French guys that are well known. I play with them, and that helped me a little bit to have the possibility of trying to put out a record. But I made my choice between putting out the first record and coming in Canada, so I came in Canada.
Why did you choose Canada of all the countries to live in?
I don't really know. My ticket is supposed to be for Latin American. I was going to, Paraguay?
Yes.
Paraguay, that's
South
where
America.
I was supposed to go, South America. So I stopped in Montreal just by chance to visit Montreal. Then I never...
And you decided to stay.
I decided to stay there.
Have you had a chance to travel around the U.S. to do any concerts or
not
any
really
music?
This is the first time.
The first?
Yeah.
Well, welcome to the States.
Thanks.
How long are you going to be here?
I'm going back as soon as possible. I'm just here for 3 days.
Which countries will you be visiting?
Well, I'm going to Senegal, Cote d'Ivoire, Ivory Coast. I'm sorry, I have to mix those names in
that's
French.
That's okay.
That's Ivory Coast, eh?
Right.
And it's going to be Cameroon, Gabon, and Congo.
And you'll be gone for how long?
For about 3 months.
We're going to miss you, but we'll have love in our hearts for you. This next song, Love in My Heart, you're going to help me with this. It's Bolingo Namotima.
Yes,
is
you
that
got
correct?
It. Yeah, that's
I
correct.
I got it that time. Let's listen to that one. And the meaning behind that is love in my heart.
Yes.
Let's listen to it.
Bilenge, ba mama, pe ba tata, bazo yemba na kati ya mayombe. Big and Timmy and Gay, Kusubuka, Nakusura Nayaba.
Namotima.
nsi nsi yabalungira yabatomisa Kongo Kongo yantotira Zinga kubu Zinga mbemba Bakulube Andre Matsua Tankewa Bakulube
Bolingo Namotema, which means Love in My Heart, by our guest artist Sebastian Marini, also known as Mwana Mwayombe. Mm-hmm. We'd like to know right now, Mwana, the things that were the most important influence on your life as far as the kind of music you're making now. It's obvious from the song that just played that you're really a true craftsman, a real artist at your work. And we'd like to know what the most important influences have been in your life to produce that kind of music.
Well, I can say that there's a problem of mix-up there because basically I listen a lot of traditional music, African music. Then in Western music, I really love the folk song. Especially Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash is your favorite.
Yeah, he's my favorite. That sounds really funny. And sometimes when I invite some African friends at my home in Canada, I play some records from Johnny Cash, and they find it really ridiculous. But I guess as a musician, you have to look around, you know, try to combine a lot of things, because the folk music, American music, folk songs. There's a lot of things that I can pick up there, and it's something that as a musician I can't really put away from me, you know.
Have you had a chance to listen to various kinds of American music, for instance jazz or rock and roll, rhythm and blues, gospel?
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite in that area?
Yes, Stevie Wonder is the first one.
Fantastic.
And last year I was invited by Motown Company in mm-hmm. Toronto. I was trying to release my records with Motown, but it wasn't possible because a lot of problems. Then, in jazz, of course, I listen like Grover Washington.
That's one of my favorites.
Grover Washington, and there's Hank Crawford. Then I go to the pure, the pure jazz. That's because Grover Washington, I can say it's popular jazz, you know. The pure music, you have Dizzy Gillespie and,
Gillespie.
Those favorite. That's the most important.
Can you say that you've borrowed anything that you find in their music attractive that you'd like to add to yours for the artists that you've already named, like Stevie or Dizzy Gillespie or Grover Washington?
Yeah. Right now, I'm trying to put out an LP, and there I have a song played by Grover Washington. It's called Lullaby of Love. Then I just found the song fantastic, and I said, well, I can arrange it and try to add like some kind of African style in there, you know. I think there's nothing I can pick up from American musician, but I know they're really fantastic. There's a lot of things I can take, but I think as as an African, I can go through my own culture to try to find something.
Right.
Well, I mean that my culture, there's some similarity. When we're talking music, there's a similarity in music, you know. But if I want to talk with my people in Africa, I have to go through the traditional music.
I see. Yeah. This next number, it's called Nostalgia. Tell me what you were thinking about when you wrote this music.
Well, it's a period that somebody feels alone. When you feel alone by yourself, you don't know what to do, and it's snowing outside, and you're African, you're thinking about the sun in Africa or something like that. Well, then I say, well, what I'm going to what's happening in my country. I left my country and I went overseas. Then I say, well, I still love my country. But when I went back, they say, well, listen, you're driving a big car, you're talking French, you're not African no more. So I say, well, now, I was living there and I say, I'm going back in Africa as African. And now they say, I'm not African. And overseas, they say that I'm not Western either. So what I'm
going to be? Between two worlds now.
Yeah, that's what the song to me.
Let's listen to Nostalgia.
Yeah.
Our guest today on Music Time in Africa is Sebastian Marini, also known as Mwana Mwayombe. If you had one thing to give the world, Mwana, just one thing in the music that you're giving us, what message would it be?
Well, if I have one thing to give to the world, it would be only and simply love. That's all.
Very good. That's a nice thing to give people. We have a Congolese dance next in this next song. It's called Suku's First.
Yeah.
It's an exciting number, and we're going to get right to it.
Otema binande sukuse. Thank you. sukuse Ote ma binande sukuse
Mwana Mwayombe, I really like that. Suku's First, that's what they call it. Tell us about the next album you have coming out. It's called A Survival, A Cultural Survival. That's the title of it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm working on that LP now for about a year and a half. And it's going to be basically African type, some African music.
Traditional?
Traditional, and that's where the problem is. That's why it's taking so long to work on that, because of instruments that I'm thinking to add in there.
What kind of instruments will you be adding?
Well, I was thinking have like traditional instruments, African traditional instruments.
Well, good luck on it. Looking forward to hearing it. Whenever it's out, you will make sure that we get a copy of it.
Oh, sure.
We can feed it to all of Africa.
Yeah, sure.
We'll look forward to that. The last song is called Yonangae, and it means you and me.
Yes.
Here we sit, you and me. Let's listen. Mwana Mwayombe, it's been good to have you.
Nibale lokola moyepona kindanda lokola ngoma na matanga nalingi yonanga tofanga eliwa nalingi yonanga. Sango etambola, okili mobimba.
nalingi yonanga
And that winds up our show for today, friends. I hope you enjoyed the music of the talented Congolese musician, band leader, and composer, Mwana Mwayombe, who was visiting with us today here in our studio, and that you'll plan to listen to Music Time in Africa again next week at this same time. This is Rita Rochelle, saying so long for now, and inviting you to stay tuned in for news on Africana, which follows on these same frequencies and meter bands. In the meantime, friends, I do hope you'll have a nice week.